Welcome to Bucks County Conversations. I'm Charlotte Reese. This is a production of the Bucks County Commissioner's Communications Department and your source for real conversations happening within the Bucks County government.
People will sometimes ask me, they're like, oh, like, what can I do for the library? Just get a library card and use the library.
Today we are going to the Bucks County Free Library's Doylestown branch.
I'm Holly Ambrose. I am the Collection Management Director for the Bucks County Free Library System. I have the most awesome job because I get to add books, movies, e-things, and just look for new trends.
My name is Hannah Miller, and I'm the District Consultant Librarian for Bucks County. I work with the libraries in Bucks County, and you should come check us out.
We're going to talk about what services the library offers that you may not have known about.
We like the board games, we like the toys, we're just looking like what's the next level.
Why libraries are important.
Access to information, access to entertainment, and access to community as well.
And how Commissioner Bob Harvey drew attention to September at a public meeting.
Ironically, this week is Banned Books Week.
This is Bucks County Conversations.
Okay, so this is, I think, very important. Can you break down the Bucks County Free Library System and how that kind of seven branches and the 11 other public libraries fit in?
Okay, so yeah, in Bucks County, there's the Bucks County Free Library System. So that's, you may be familiar with like the Doylestown Library, which is kind of the biggest branch, and then the other libraries that are scattered throughout the county. And they are all part of the same organization. And they offer, you know, the same programming, and their staff are used to working together, and they have the same policies, things like that. So then, in addition to the Bucks County Free Library System, there are also 11 different independent libraries scattered throughout the county. And those, like the Free Library of Northampton Township and the Southampton Free Library and the library up in Regalsville and the Margaret R. Grundy Memorial Library in Bristol. So those are libraries that are generally maybe independent nonprofits or are a municipal kind of organization, and they have their own boards and they have some policies that are slightly different than BCFL, Bucks County Free Library. And they also offer different resources. So it just gives a lot of variety to the people in Bucks County that they can come to different libraries. You have access to all of them with your library card. So that's kind of the benefit of being part of the district, so that your library card works at Doylestown, but it also works in Wrightstown. Some of the libraries, like the member libraries, offer museum passes and things like that that other libraries may not offer, and get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, definitely. So what are some plans for the future of the library system, or what would you like to see happen?
I think there will continue to be like a big push for e-resources. So that is now, and that will continue to be a big focus. And that is an area where there's a lot of growth in libraries, that people are wanting to download ebooks and wanting to download audiobooks and stream movies and things like that. So that is, I think, going to kind of maintain the emphasis that it already has in our services, so that's a good thing. And I guess I would like to see just continued innovation in the programs that libraries are offering. And I know a lot of libraries are leaning into the kind of concept of being the third place and like the community hub, and I think that that is something exciting for libraries to try and aim for, and something that I think they are already achieving for many people and is going to continue to be a way that public libraries fit into the world.
I like that. Yeah, thinking of it as a hub is truly, because they're everywhere in the county. Yeah, and I mean, your role as collection manager must, I mean, obviously force you to stay up with all the trends. Can you talk a little bit just about the last couple years and how, I mean, especially with the pandemic, how it kind of changed?
Yes, the libraries have definitely changed in the past 3 years. We always had a healthy circ of e-items and everything, but I would say it's almost quadrupled in the past 3 years since this. We've actually had to shift some budget dollars into more e-items. We still will have the physical items. We're not planning on getting rid of anything like that at any point, anytime soon. But we do have to move some money to e-items because an ebook is probably about 3 times more as expensive as a regular hardcover book. Mm-hmm. So partly that, and not only the e becoming popular, but we also have non-book collections too. We're focusing on books and movies like we always have, but we have board games, we have kits of different kinds, we have toys for kids, all kinds of other special collections so that we want people to try things when they're here too, not just read about them.
Mm-hmm. What type of research goes into that, into what collections you should be getting for these libraries?
A lot of it is we look at trends at other public libraries that are either the same size as us, maybe on the other side of the country. Maybe we see something in California that's popular. Oh, we want to try that here. Texas, we found these things called binge boxes where they would put together movies in like 5 different movies in a box. Like they do the whole Star Wars thing. So you could just check that out as one item, take it home, watch every single Star Wars movie like in a week. So that's mainly how we do our research, is we look at other libraries our size. We look at libraries publications to see what's popular, what other ideas people have and things like that, any kind of grants we can find to add things, we also try to do that.
Yeah. If you don't mind, and you can pause and whatever, but can you kind of go through the branches of the libraries and kind of just tell me a little bit about each one, or just, you know, just a line or so about each one?
Okay, the BCFL branches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might need to help me with this. Okay, I'm going to try and maybe I'll try and do this geographically, and I'll start in the north.
So I'll start with the further northern one, which is Quakertown.
I think it's the newest building of the BCFL libraries, and it's a beautiful place to hang out. They have a park there.
They probably are, space-wise, the third largest library.
Then there's the branch in Perkasie, which is my personal favorite. Aesthetically, I think it's a really cute branch.
Small little community library. It's located right next to a pool, so we get a lot of traffic in the summer with people either coming in before the pool or after the pool.
The children's section is separated in this little wooden room, so it looks like a little kid's house kind of a thing, and that's where the children's section is. It's just very fun to play around with.
Here at Doylestown, we also have the backyard garden here. We have the front garden. We have a lot of activities outside.
Also, newly refabbed children's section with a lot of fun toys to play with, light bright wall, Lego wall, all sorts of things.
This is the district library, so it has the biggest collection.
The little cultural district that you can walk around, and it's very beautiful.
Moving on, let's see, we'll go to Langhorne. Langhorne has Penn's Little Village.
It's geared to like under 5-year-old kind of kids, so that everything is very small and just right sized, and it's perfect. Very fun. Also, some musical equipment out there, picnic benches so you can bring your lunch and hang out.
Ben Salem is right outside Philadelphia, so we do have a lot of Philadelphia people who use that library too, because it's probably closer than any of the branches.
Recently had a bunch of their windows all replaced, so it's looking bright and fresh.
Levittown is probably the second largest. Levittown used to more look like a box, but we just got new windows put in there.
And just a nice kid space that was also kind of recently refabbed. They've moved some things around there, so you should check that one out.
And I think I missed Yardley.
That library has the Career Corner. It's sort of like Penn's Little Village.
Yardley is one of our highest circulating libraries. Very avid community with reading and everything.
That's the libraries. Those are the Bucks County Free Libraries.
I guess for people who, you know, might not know about all of the what the library has to offer, or I guess just like anybody, what do you just want somebody out there to know about the Bucks County Free Library?
You know, I'm sitting here, we're upstairs in the Doylestown Library, and I know below us on the main floor, it's just like stacks and stacks and stacks of books. Books on whatever you could possibly want, cookbooks and books on history and fiction and audiobooks and whatever. But there's also DVDs and magazines, and it's just like anything that you could be interested in, there's something about it someplace in this county. So it's hard to kind of just pick and choose like, oh, what would work for someone. It's like there's literally something here for everyone. Just come in and use the library.
Yeah, just go. I like that. What kind of things do you plan for? How do you plan for the future?
We plan for the future by looking at trends, seeing what's popular. Every year in January, probably mid-January, we run statistics from the past year, and we can really drill down into every library's collection and see what was the most popular nonfiction topic that was circulated in Quakertown as opposed to Bensalem. So we can get all these different statistics to say, like, and I'm just making this up, this isn't true, but like, oh, everybody in Quakertown loves cookbooks, but people in Bensalem really like United States history, and people in Levittown like this. So we really want to drill down to that level to try to make the collections reflect each of the communities, because even though it's all of Bucks County, we know each community is a little different and what people like to read. And the same with fiction. We also look at genres like mystery, fantasy, see what's most popular there, and then buy accordingly as we see what's coming out.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, I guess the breakdown between the branches can be very different. Is there anything that you can share that you guys are looking to add in the future, or just anything that you're kind of thinking about that you want?
We are. We're actually right now in the midst of looking for more special collections to circulate. We like the board games. We like the toys. We're just looking, like, what's the next level? What can we do now? We just did a big, last week we ordered a whole bunch of new board games to put out because we realized we hadn't refreshed them probably in about a year. So that hopefully will be coming down the line soon. We've got a whole bunch of toys to process to put out to circulate. And like I said, we are looking at new special collections, and we're always looking at different databases to see what we can add. This year, we were fortunate enough to add Value Line to it, and I think it was last year was Consumer Reports. So we really do, we're lucky that we get to add a lot of databases because of the Hamilton Disbro Trust that we have through the Yardley branch. So that pays for a lot of our databases.
That's really cool, the board game. So people just check it out just like a book and then bring it
Do it in 3 weeks, yep. Mm-hmm. They are so popular.
You get a board game, you only play it like 2 times, and that's it for the next 2 years or so.
They're like $70 sometimes, so I wouldn't want to pay $70 for a game I never played, even if everybody told me it was the best game ever. Like, I might not like it. So we like to try to look for maybe unusual ones or cooperative ones. That's always our big thing, is we like anything where everybody just plays together. There's not just one winner, so... And we do a lot of, like, outdoor games, too. We have bocce and things like that that we circulate, that if people are having a party or a picnic, you can come and pick up something like that. So
that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
that's awesome.
So I guess going with the theme of this being, or library card sign-up month in September, what would you just say to people who, I mean, you know, may have forgotten, you know, that their library's around the corner? Like, why are libraries important?
I think libraries are important for many reasons. I mean, not just for what we have inside, but what we have outside, too. Our spaces, you can use our Wi-Fi outside. You don't even have to, we like people to come in the library, but if you can't, you know, we do have all the e-things. If you don't know how to use it, there's tutorials online. You can call a staff member. You can always hit contact us on our website, and we'd be happy to help you, too. So I think... for many reasons. I think people sometimes just associate libraries with books and everything, but we're way more than books. We're meeting rooms. We have programs for kids. We have all kinds of different things. And just check the calendar, check the, you know, all the databases we have and see what we can help other people with.
So a little background about this podcast episode. The library reached out to us at the end of August, just before Library Card Sign-Up Month. They wanted to involve the county in their social media campaign, where people pose with their library cards and talk about why libraries are important. In between that time, our 2 September commissioners' meetings happened.
We'll finish off just with a couple things. First, congratulations to Council Rock South High School and New Hope Silbury Middle School. They were just recently named National Blue Ribbon Schools, so we're always proud when we have some recognition of some of the great work that our school districts are doing. So congratulations again, Council Rock South High School and New Hope Silbury Middle School. It's interesting, as kind of praising schools, and we know that schools have certainly been a focus of a lot of negative attention. Ironically, this week is Banned Books Week.
As a former history teacher, Mr. Harvey gave some thoughts on banned books.
In America, the American, I think it's American Libraries Association, keeps track of books that are at the top of the list for being banned. It used to be something I would give out to my students, you know, and ask them, how many of these have you read? and they were always a little surprised. These are 9th and 10th graders, or even 11th graders. They'd be like, well, I've read, or was I not supposed to read some of these? You know, am I going to get in trouble now?
The Bucks County Commissioners passed a resolution in 1956, which ultimately created the Bucks County Free Library System.
Yeah, when we talk about exchanging ideas, that includes allowing people to read books that you may not want to read. And you know what? Don't read them. It's very simple.
Over the summer, the Bucks County Free Library released a t-shirt or long sleeve you can buy in basically any color with simply, I read banned books in bold text. The proceeds benefit the library.
So if there are books in a library that you don't want your children to read, it's certainly your right as a parent. If you have a good relationship with your child and you're talking about the choices they're making, then it really shouldn't be an issue. But there are other parents who would like their kids to read those books. And so that's what a free society is about.
And so the timing of that commissioner's meeting and my chats with Hannah and Holly did not fall in the order I would have hoped. But the overarching theme of why libraries are important rings throughout. Free libraries mean access to information, something the Bucks County Commissioners then and now believe.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into stuff like that with like public libraries and just access in general, like there are people out there who are just like not able to access the same resources because they truly just don't have the level of literacy to be able to do it, or people that may struggle filling out basic paperwork or accessing healthcare because they're not able to read in a way that they can navigate things like that. And public libraries offering truly just access to books and the ability to read. But also, you know, there are libraries that offer like literacy programs and the resources available through books and audiobooks, language learning resources. It's all there, and libraries can help to kind of bridge that gap.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I hope people really check out the library.
That's it for this episode of Bucks County Conversations. Special thanks to Holly and Hannah over at the Bucks County Free Library, and Emily, who worked behind the scenes to set up these interviews and involve the county in Library Card Sign-Up Month. Check them out on social media. Their Instagram is Bucks with County and Library abbreviated, so it's Bucks, CTYLIB. Links will be in the show notes. In the meantime, check us out on social media for all the latest Bucks County government news. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Bucks County Gov. That's Bucks County, G-O-V-T. And now, I guess it's T-T-Y-L. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlotte Reese. This is Bucks County Conversations.